Hi, Hurley. Minister, I'm sure you're aware that the defective concrete block crisis has ravaged my county of Donegal and indeed other counties as well. It's destroyed people's homes, people's farm buildings, businesses, but it's also affecting community organisations across the county and community organisations that are technically being classed as commercial buildings. Community organisations like the Rafo Community Playgroup, which is a playgroup for about 45 children in that community. And this playgroup owns a building that was built in the year 2000 with funds from the EU Special Programmes Body for Peace and Reconciliation, and also through a lot of hard work and local fundraising initiatives in the town of Rafo and in the surrounding area. And there was great excitement in the town back in the year 2000 when the playgroup received confirmation that funding was secured for the new building. The playgroup itself predates the building. It's been in existence since 1982, with thousands of children having their families from Rafo and their surrounding areas availing of its service in that time. Now it has been condemned due to the presence of defective concrete blocks. They have been told from June that they will not have a home. They will not have a safe building from which to serve the community, and their future is now in serious doubt. And it's shocking that they're now in a position, through no fault of their own, that they find themselves in this place. And the irony, Minister, is not lost on the local people either, that this is a building built in the year 2000 that is directly in the shadow of the historic Rafo Castle, which was built some 400 years ago. It still stands where a building built 24 years ago, during a period of light-touch regulation, and indeed no regulation, is condemned. A staff member told myself and my party leader, Mary Lou MacDonald, when we visited the building recently, that she had a kettle older than the building. And Minister, your government hasn't provided any support or advice for community organisations affected by this crisis. They are not included in your government's already flawed redress grant. They are not alone. Many community organisations in Donegal are in the same position. And this is the next facet of the crisis that is emerging. So where will these community organisations go when their buildings are eventually condemned? Minister, it is currently your department that will have to pick up the pieces regarding this, your department, Pubble, and local childcare committees. Government was warned 2 years ago that this particular building in Rafo had defective concrete blocks and would not be safe for children to be in. So the news shouldn't have come out of the blue when I raised it again with the department and the minister in March. So I'm asking you today, can you outline exactly what measures have been taken to address this and what supports will be provided to Rafo Community Playgroup and other community groups who will likely soon be in the same position? It is not good enough for Rafo Community Playgroup to be left in a position of limbo, which is where they find themselves in. The children, fantastic children, but they're now taking to drawing slogans and signs saying, "Save our school." And they're doing that because they're drawing attention to their plight. They have nowhere to go in June. They don't know, or in September. They don't know where they're going. They can't go back to the school. The school is condemned, and there's still uncertainty whether this school will be rebuilt. People in Rafo want to know if there's going to be funding to rebuild the building. And they want to also know, in my county, across the county, want to know what will happen when it's their turn to move out of their premises, because government haven't provided any clarity on this here. This is not acceptable. These are community organisations, not-for-profit organisations, that put their hand in their pockets and, yes, got grant aid from government departments in the past, built a home, and as a result of no-touch, light-touch regulation, find that building now crumbling. And children, parents, staff don't know where they have to go in September. It's not acceptable, Minister. We need clarity today.
Thank you, Minister. Gormahaga Cahirlach, and thank you, Deputy Doherty, for raising this issue and for offering me the opportunity to respond on behalf of Minister O'Gorman. And when I read the script before I came down, I was struck by the fact that not too long ago we had a similar discussion in relation to Rafo Counselling Services, and thankfully they have been secured and a positive outcome, and hopefully we can provide the same positive outcome in relation to this. The department is aware of service in Donegal with structural issues in their building due to mica, and that the service has been told that they will have to close in June this year. The minister has asked Pubble and the Donegal County Childcare Committee to engage with the service management board and investigate possible relocation options for this service. A temporary location is currently being reviewed for suitability, and the department has informed Pubble that if this becomes a feasible option for the service, relocation supports and other accommodations such as a 4-day, 41-week ECCE the contract will be supported. Pubble and the Donegal County Childcare Committee are engaging with the service regarding their plans to communicate ongoing developments to parents and guardians. The department will engage with Pubble regarding this service and assist in funding a relocation through the case management and sustainability process. Donegal County Childcare Committee is also working on finding suitable alternative places for children in attendance to ensure that if the service cannot relocate, that there is minimal disruption to their care. It is important to emphasise that the safety of children and staff is paramount, and services which have had MICA identified in their building have regular inspection from engineers and architects. No service will be able to operate if it is deemed unsafe to do so, which I think everybody understands. One of your questions, I think, was in relation to what is the department doing to assist services affected by MICA. The department oversees sustainability funding for services should they need to relocate due to MICA. Any service which is affected by MICA should contact their local childcare committee in the first instance. The local childcare committee will assist the service in finding a suitable alternative location and will engage with Pubble and the Minister's department regarding sustainability funding to facilitate the relocation of the service. The local childcare committee will source suitable alternative places for the children attending these services to ensure minimal disruption to their care should the service be unable to relocate. And like Deputy, you mentioned there that there was 45 children that used this service, a really important service. It dates back to 1982. The particular building dates back to the year 2000. And I know the Minister, working with Pubble and Donegal County Council, wants to reassure parents, wants to reassure the childcare committees that a suitable location will be found. I've been informed that the local city and county childcare committees are engaging with parents in order to help find suitable alternative care. Parents affected are encouraged to reach out to their local county childcare committee, details of which can be found at the website. And that's as much as I have today from the Minister, Deputy.
Minister, that's simply not acceptable, you know, and just put yourself in the shoes of one of those parents, or indeed put yourself in the shoes of one of the staff. Like, you've talked about, you know, helping the children to find suitable alternative accommodation. Nobody knows where that if no accommodation can be found, that there would be placements. Nobody knows where those placements are. The staff themselves don't know if there's going to be a job for themselves after September. You've said previously that one strand of the sustainability funding that can be assessed through your department can support the services with costs of relocation. And I welcome that there is at last some sort of intervention by government, but it's not good enough for a full community playgroup to be left in the limbo that they are. And they still don't know if there's a funding stream for them. And we are now nearly in the month of June. The playgroup itself have found a place where one of the rooms could possibly relocate to in Rafoe on a temporary basis, but it still has to be approved by TUSLA, and that still hasn't happened. So as of now, weeks away from the date when the building is deemed no longer safe, parents do not know if they will have somewhere safe to send their children. Staff don't know if they're going to have jobs, if they're going to be able to pay their mortgages, and it's simply not good enough. And also the fact is that the town of Rafoe want their designated permanent playgroup building that they raise money to build, and there's no guarantee that the funding will be available to do that either. They rightfully will not settle for anything less, and I support them in that. In a previous correspondence with myself, you suggested that maybe relocation of children, and you said that again now, but this shouldn't be acceptable. Children and parents deserve to stay within their own community, within a community that fundraises for the building and the relocation of children to where, as I said, I repeat, we're now in June and we still don't know. Parents and staff are left in limbo. Will the staff have jobs? Can you guarantee that that's the case in June? Can you provide clarity for any of those that are worried? And going forward, the government are going to have to think about the impact of defective blocks are having on similar services in the county and make sure that we're better prepared. We were notified of this issue 2 years ago. We're days away from the deadline where the building is condemned. Kids don't know where they're going. Parents don't know where the children are going to go. Tusla hasn't approved the alternative accommodation. The staff don't know if they're going to have jobs, if these children are going to be scattered to the four winds, to different vacancies that might exist, you know, miles away. And it's not acceptable. And this happened because of light-touch regulation by government, and we still don't have a plan weeks away. I am really, really disheartened at your response, and we need better from government.
Just to clarify, Deputy, a temporary location is currently being reviewed. I can't be clearer than that. A temporary location is currently being reviewed for suitability, and the department has informed Pubble that if this becomes a feasible option for the service, relocation supports and other accommodations such as the 4-day, 41-week ECHI contract will be supported. You have to, I suppose, acknowledge, like you said, we all have to acknowledge the fact that it's not only the children and the parents, but it is the staff working there as well that are looking for certainty. It's a unique situation, and each service will need to be supported on an individual basis, and I think that's really important to point out. Pubble and the Donegal County Childcare Committee are engaging with the service regarding their plans to communicate ongoing developments to parents and guardians. And I do think communication is really, really important, because obviously there will be some kids who will be returning in September, but there will be more new children starting the ECHI programme, for the first time. The department will engage with Pubble regarding the service and assist in funding a relocation through the case management and sustainability process. Deputy, I will bring your concerns back to the Minister's department. Time is of the essence. I do agree with you there. And the children, their parents and the staff do need certainty on this.